You're listening to the show about enjoyable, delightful, wonderful, looped sound effects. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
In college, I was in a dorm hall with these guys who had a used couch that they named Aziz because it was sold as is.
Mm. Aziz.
That definitely sounds like the kind of people you'd be going to college with.
Yeah. Touche.
How about Ahab?
Oh, that's so good.
All right, that's you're now so Ahab.
All right. Sorry, we're going to have to kill off Alex and bring on Ahab.
Ahab.
But we'll have to change the intro files too.
Hi, my name is Ahab.
I'm Ahab and I play.
Look at this. My computer's, I don't know what it's doing.
Did you break another computer?
Probably. And I haven't done anything with it. Look at this. It just doesn't want to work. Sorry, guys. Oh my God.
Okay.
That's great. That's great. That's great intro content.
Good.
Oh my
we'll
God.
Just start it right whining. There. It's good. Whining. Believe me, I know some whiners. This is not whining. I know people who whine.
Uh-oh,
this is not whining.
Is it Alex?
She's talking about me.
You're such a whiner.
Eric was like, Alex never writes to me.
I was
and
like
I'm
that.
Like, welcome to the club.
Whining. All right, Abby, you ready?
That was
I'm ready.
Shush.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I say recap, 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 recap. Didn't we just see Gwen walking and talking a moment ago? Yeah, yes, we did.
Oh my God.
And isn't she now a crystal statue? A Pineapple Wars hero? Oh, yes, she is. Well, at least everyone else seems to know that. Shimi has no idea who Gwen is and why we seem so pell-mell. With a sticky brick in our sticky hands, we head back to the hotel. But then we hear the incessant music. Kill it! We'll can't take another minute of the Calliope, baby. Kill it! Can we find a way to kill the Calliope, Gareth? Kill it! We'll charm Gareth to find the Calliope, baby. You know you'll tell us because you're under a spell.
Holy moly, the harmony.
Before we went there, though, Bathwack went back to Tinkertown. Oh, yeah, and we went with him, too. Only to find his Ricardo doll had burned Michael's mechanisms down. Bummer. It's been a bad day and we really need to rest. But the honking of this mutant organ must first be addressed. We can't find the Suji gang until we've killed it. Take another little piece of the Calliope, baby.
In those 10 rooms.
Find another little piece in that room that's off limits, baby.
Also the basement.
Should we smash a little piece of the Calliope, baby? You know we want to, because won't it feel good?
Yay. I don't even have breath in my body. Like, my arms are numb. I think I'm having a heart attack. Like, I forgot to breathe.
Don't have a heart attack. No,
that was amazing.
Like, luckily, it was a short it was a short session.
Oh my god, that was so incredible, Abby.
I really wanted to do the Janice Goblin. Janice Goblin is a new character in our game.
Oh my god, we should do like a Halloween campaign where Abby plays Janice Goblin. What an amazing! Oh,
but
my
I wanted
god.
To do her scream, and I couldn't get up the courage to do her like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. I love it so much.
Wow. Oh my god. Wow.
That was you can't hear all the lyrics. I'm gonna send them to you.
Yeah, please. It was so much. That's why I was like staring. It's whenever I hear the recap songs, I have to like stare at this. If I look at anyone, I can't hear what it is. Like I have to look at the wall. Like it's
Yeah. I get that. I totally get that. Where's the little chatty chat chat? Hello, chatty chat chat. In those 10 rooms.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
That's the part you probably couldn't hear.
Also the basement.
Yay. Does that recap thing. It?
No.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I'm so excited. I'm just reading. It's so good, Abby. It's so good.
The honking of this mutant organ.
Yes, that's what it was. That's what I was like. I was trying to grab onto that one that you were saying it live.
It went by fast.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Or saying it live. I know it was a recording, but in the moment, I couldn't.
In the moment.
Holy moly. God, so funny. That was amazing. Thank
Yay,
you.
Thank you.
Wow. Wait, and you like, when did you do that? Like yesterday or today?
Ago.
Like you just did it today? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was this afternoon. Because once, you know what it's like when you like suddenly have something, you just have to do it right away.
Yes.
Otherwise it'll just,
it's worth
that's
it.
How I
thank
work.
You that was amazing.
Yay!
Oh my god, I am reeling.
Oh man,
now you just give up. Mm-hmm. That she should be the DM.
I know.
What? No.
As Janice Goblin.
Holy crap.
No. It's Janice Goblin.
Here to DM a game of Dungeons and Dragons for you.
Guess what our son is doing on Monday after school? They're having a meeting of a D&D club
oh
that he's
my
joining.
God, that is so cool.
I'm really excited. I'm so excited.
Gosh.
My favorite character name ever is still the character name Archer came up with for his
Blatch Slash.
Oh my god.
Still
my favorite is still Bradley Cooper.
Bradley
we still talk
Cooper.
About Bradley Cooper.
Oh, we so do too. Bradley Cooper. Like when if we're talking about Bradley Cooper, we definitely are like just like no, Bradley Cooper. So great. That was so fun.
That was really fun.
Anyway.
D&D.
Ugh. All right. There's a Jackbox party pack out.
I know. What are we doing?
I hit play to take a screenshot as a joke and then quit it as quick as I could.
Oh, for the Telegram or something?
Yeah, for our chat.
Oh, I didn't realize
it
was
a screenshot of it saying loading or whatever.
I was like, what are you doing, Eric? How many games have you played without us?
Just played it alone.
By yourself. In your study.
Solo.
In my study.
All right, let's hurry up and do this, and then we can play some Jackbox.
Okay,
all right.
Cool.
Okay, perfect. We have a 15-minute game. Here we go.
Double time. So, yeah, you guys got a list of rooms, off-limits rooms. You investigated the first one, and you found a tenth of a calliope in the bathroom.
That's right. It was a bathroom.
And you decided to go see what else is going on, and so you're kind of... Will was guarding the room outside to make sure no one came in.
Yeah.
And Rafina and Bathwack were just heading out to meet him back out in the hallway.
Yeah.
So I need everybody to give me a perception roll.
Already?
And Will needs to do so at disadvantage.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hurry! Double time! Jackbox!
Jackbox! I actually have to open my character sheet.
I was looking at my spells, and I did not want that. I want my core.
We're really ready to play. I'm like, I don't know. Where's my character sheet? We're so good.
I've had roll 20 open since 8:20.
Wow, that's really good.
But I still can't get it fast. No, it doesn't. No, but the thing is that it doesn't matter because
you
like,
KT.
Like, I have to click 100 really things to get to my perception.
It's
remember when I used to have an app?
Yes.
Poor thing. Perception.
You're still trying to find something in it right now.
Oh my god,
it
was the same and it was both crap. Me and Abby rolled a 6. Dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Well, you have to do this at disadvantage.
Oh, a disadvantage. Bad
whack. You better, let's try not to get worse than a 6.
A 20. Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Okay. So, Bathwack, as you are leaving the room, something catches your eye on the back of the hotel door room. Yes. Which one of many on your robe.
Oh. I was like, wait, what?
Catches your eye.
Uh-huh. At first, I just thought Alex was hurt. I was like, wait, did
it was
get
one of those little spring door stoppers. It catches on like one of the eyes on the hem of your robe. How do I not have that sound on my
really?
I know, you'd think.
So, it catches his eye.
Yes.
His eyeball is caught.
Mm-hmm. On the back of the hotel door. It's about eye level, so maybe that's why you didn't see it, Rafina, because it's Bathwack
not eye level.
It's not eye level, and you don't it catches your eye because you've been in at least your room and maybe another one, and it wasn't on that door. It's this bronze plaque.
Well, I'm gonna read it out loud.
Okay.
Hope it's not magic spell.
Yeah.
Was it like magic rune or whatever? Isn't that a thing in D&D where if you read it, it like explodes or something?
Oh, really?
Oh my that's gosh, fun. Really?
Yeah, I forget
I want
what that's
that.
It's like a something, yeah.
I want that.
Where you write it and then whoever reads it, when it's read, it blows up.
Oh my god, goal.
Wow.
I want that very badly.
So here, Bathwack, I'm going to show you in roll 20 what you can read. Everybody else, I don't know how to just share it with him, so everybody else is gonna see it, but this is, you can read this to them.
Oh. Instead, I'm gonna do a bee dance. No, I'm just kidding. I see a
bee dance.
This? There's a flower on the door. And a bee.
What?
A flower and a bee?
And if you guys check it out, if you go to roll 20, you'll
see
what he's talking about.
I see it.
Aww.
Hey, guys. In this episode, we discuss some images that we thought it might be good for you to have access to. I have uploaded them to Imgur, and you can visit them and peruse at your leisure at bit.ly/pfdhotel. Again, bit.ly/pfdhotel. Enjoy. It's a metal, bronze, something, plaque, and those are etched into it.
Oh my god.
Then it explodes.
Yeah.
In bees.
Yeah, oh shit. Okay.
Do bees really have that many legs?
6? Yeah.
Bees are arthropods.
Does that okay, so the things around the bee, are those other legs falling off of it?
I think it's flying.
You think the number of legs is significant?
I think
the hint.
Or it's shiny. Maybe it's a shiny bee. Shiny bee flower.
Maybe the bees in this universe have 8 legs. I mean,
well, look at because it seems to be shining. The bee is very.
Except it has 6 legs, and it's always had 6 legs, and for some reason I keep seeing 8.
If we take a long time outside the door, Will is going to cast. He's going to disguise self as like a employee of the hotel, like
Mr.
somebody
Pinkman.
Mr. Pinkman? Who's Mr. Pinkman? Have I done that before?
No.
No, that's for the next town. There's got to be a different color.
Oh, you're still
town.
Greenman. Forgot.
Greenman is Bear Doggle. No, like, but cute. As like a bellboy or something, have we seen any like hotel staff? There's no hotel staff.
We haven't really seen anybody, no.
What about behind the desk? What are they wearing?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said, have you seen anybody in the hallway?
No, I'm saying I want
yes,
to disguise myself as somebody who would
very
have been
colorful.
Well, that's what I put myself in. I hope there's a cap.
Oh, there is.
On the side. Those stupid hotel.
It's pointy, though.
Oh, no. So stupid. I love it.
Like a little party hat.
All right, that's what...
Is it black, yellow?
It's like a bronze metal color. Because it's metal. It's not painted. It's the color of that metal.
Okay.
Does it look like the surface of the moon, like this one does?
No, it's just...
Metal.
Okay.
Eric, can I assume you drew that and Alex is just shitting all over your drawing?
Yeah, I drew it.
This is amazing. I love it so much. Wait, you did the texture and everything too?
Uh-huh.
Did you use my drawing pad or something? You did? Uh-huh. When did you do that?
Yesterday.
That's so cute. Good job.
You drew this too.
I did draw that too.
That delicious eggplant.
It's an aubergine.
What in turn? Yeah, that's what Eric likes.
This is one of my... I don't know what to call it, but before we had kids or like when we first had our first kid, I wanted to have our kid only know the word aubergine as the word for eggplant as like a weird social experiment.
Oh, I thought you meant the only word he would ever know.
Oh no, that's cruel, Abby.
The only word.
Just point to everything. Aubergine.
I feel like it should be pronounced aubergine because that's how I learned it. Because I didn't learn the word except in French class. So that's another social experiment is how many
I also
wrong
wanted
pronunciations
to,
can you get?
Yeah, that's funny that
I
you
also,
say that because this is the other thing he's going to say.
What?
Uh-oh.
I know what it is.
You remember?
The other
yeah, you got so
you
mad.
Wanted to perform
you
on our
it.
Children.
And
which
I
you
did
tried
it for a long time. And anytime I was reading or said this word out loud, it comes up a lot in kids' books, the word turtle. I said turtle. And
as
I
if,
wanted to get Archer
as if
to
my
say the
influence
word
wouldn't
as
have
turtle.
As if my influence on our kids. I read a lot to our kids and said turtle all the time.
He ruined it.
I
he
ruined
doesn't say
it.
Turtle.
Oh, God.
Well, babies kind of say turtle anyway. They can't do ours.
Turtle.
You should have called it teetle or something. Then we could have really figured out that they were saying the wrong
teetle.
Thing.
I like that. That should be baby turtles, teetles. That's a turtle. That's a teetle.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, that's what Bathwax children are called.
Teetles. Amazing.
Yeah, I drew that, Alex. Shut up.
Well, Rafina and Bathwax are obviously looking at it very hard, and I realized that they're looking at something, and I was all worried about getting spotted in the door, so I changed myself to this colorful costume. So if at any point they look back, they're gonna see this weirdo.
Okay, you guys look back, there's this weirdo.
Is your face your face is different? You mean you completely changed?
Yeah, he probably changed to somebody who he had seen or like how he vaguely remembers them. Yeah,
wait, where's what? Will,
it's me. Why are we still standing here? We should move to the next door or something. Or what are we doing?
Look at this. Look at this. Look, look. Rafina gestures to the bee. It's slightly anatomically incorrect, but I think it's a bee. For the listeners, the DM just gave me a special finger.
Hey, you're a bird watcher. At this, your life list, Abby.
All right. What does this mean? What kind of hotel has just a bee? All right. Is this going to be a series of weird images that we're going to find on each of these doors?
That's what I was wondering too, Will. Oh, great minds think alike. Yay.
Does that mean I need to pick more doors?
No,
locks on doors?
Probably, but also, wait, no, what kind of thief are you? You're screaming in the middle of the hallway.
It doesn't look like we're stealing anything.
Okay, maybe
Shimi. Say the word turtle.
Turtle.
Can we get the plaque off the wall? Should we bring them with us?
What? Why? That seems like an obvious way to leave a trail to show people that we're, like, doing something bad.
We could do a rubbing.
Shimi, not here, not in the hallway.
Who has paper? Will, give me some paper. I take out a twig.
Especially when you take out the twig. Will was about to be argumentative just because he's Will, and then he sees you take out a twig, and he's like, and he just gives you a piece of paper. He's like, well, what does this mean? What are we doing now?
And I put the paper over it, and I rub the twig onto it so that we have an impression.
Mm-hmm. It works.
Is there a color?
Yay.
Is it just the...
It's like brown green.
Yes.
Oh,
you could totally
nice.
Do a rubbing with the twig.
Amazing.
Yes. That's the sort of, you know, that's why I carry around these brown green tree twigs.
That's an artist's tool? I mean, it's just kind of vaguely...
No, it's a tea tool.
Oh, God, you rub it on the paper and make tea with it?
Exactly. It's dual purpose. It's like my multi-purpose tool. Look, and I turn one of the twigs out, and then I trim my fingernails with it.
Oh, and then you make some tea.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no.
That's right.
She's collecting the trimmings in her palm, and then that hand disappears somewhere.
I'm like, Shimi, where did her hands go? This is a test.
Don't worry. And he holds out his hands. They're full of her fingernail clippings.
Ew. Has pickpocketed
gone in a really weird direction.
Fingernail clippings from Rafina. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. That's
a lot. Ew, stop it! Oh, I look through, there are mine in there.
You know your own fingernail clippings.
Of course, they're tipped in gold.
I was going to say they must have gold in them.
I signed each of my fingernails. Oh my God. Okay. All right.
But yeah, so what are we doing?
Like, what are we doing? Should we explode that? Should we go to the basement? That was completely bizarre. A piece of the Calliope with a...
What's on the way? Let's head toward the basement, but what's the next room?
Yeah.
There's one just a little bit down the hallway.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Let's do that one.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay, let's do it.
Is it some kind of puzzle?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
it's gotta be.
We're really good at puzzles.
Beth's really good at puzzles.
Bathlack. Shimi's the puzzle master.
That's
nudge,
true.
Nudge.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
I'm going to solve being sarcastic. It. Whatever it is.
The DM.
Step aside.
Flower bee. Flo-bee.
Mm. Oh, haircut time.
Oh. I just want, kidding. But not.
What is...
Yeah.
Don't think we can figure out what this means right now.
So wait, what side of the door was it on? The open door?
The inside.
Oh, the inside. It was on the inside of the door.
You can't see it from the outside.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, can we say that we closed the other door, by the way?
Sure.
Maybe we didn't
lock
it again.
You can just walk back up the hall and close it.
Okay, yeah. Will would have closed it if it wasn't closed. I don't want anyone to know what we're doing. All right, pick this one, Shimi.
All right. Yep, it is locked. All right,
give me a sec.
Uh-oh.
Got it. Click.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What? Wow.
Wow. These are dumb locks.
Oh, actually,
Will
he
says.
Has advantage, too.
I saw that roll you did. That was
got
shit.
Got it.
You still unlocked it.
I unlocked it, locked it, and unlocked it again.
Oh, so you messed up, and then you succeeded.
Yep. Here you go.
Sounds great. Shimi, that's too loud of a sound effect. Be quiet. And then you did the cement. Great. Okay, so we go in. What's on the back of this door?
There is another plaque, in fact.
Aren't we also looking for a Calliope? Wait. I turned to everybody. Why did we just leave that piece of Calliope there? Didn't we want to, like, explode it?
I definitely do, but also, like, what if we explode one part right away, will it, like, break the music? And then, like, people notice that we're doing something?
Or are we just going to miss some notes?
There are only 10 notes in the whole piece. Why don't we just... Okay, so what you're saying is this is a reconnaissance mission. And then once we've seen all the pieces, we can figure out what to do. And maybe we can do something that will affect them all. Okay, let's go!
Yeah, sure, yes. Or blow the whole hotel up, you know,
either
way. I
mean, can we confirm that there's a piece here? I look around for the piece.
The piece of the Calliope? Room. Yeah. You see a bed and a dresser and a door to a bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I knock on the bathroom door.
Nobody answers.
Just the Calliope answers.
Occupied!
And if you recall, the tenth of the Calliope was in the bathroom in the other hotel
room.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes. All right. Well, after I knock, I just open the door.
Right. You send your arcane eye in. Get arrested.
No. different part of the story.
Yep, there is a tenth of a Calliope. A different tenth than the first, the other one.
How is it like mounted on the toilet? Like,
no, it's
what,
just sitting
what
like in the middle of the room.
Huh.
And there is no other stuff. It's just that, like, it's. Is there any bathroom stuff? Oh, there is bathroom stuff.
Yeah, there's bathroom stuff.
Interesting.
I go in and I sort of nudge it to see if it's attached to the floor.
It doesn't move.
Okay. Hmm. But it doesn't appear to like be like fused to the floor, or does it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of narrow because it's only a tenth of a calliope.
I guess they are sort of little.
So you'd think it maybe be a little unsteady, but it doesn't seem to budge at all.
Hmm.
Does anybody want to describe the plaque that you see on the back of this door?
Well, it definitely looks like waves with birds flying overhead. So it's probably the C, which I'm guessing the other one is B and this is C, right? B, C. Maybe if we find all the letters, it will spell something.
Interesting. Oh, I'm loving this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Next one.
Okay.
Or basement or what? Like, yeah, maybe it's like a code to get into the basement, and then the basement. Oh my God. What do we do?
Next one. Next one.
Do we just go around to the doors? Do you want
to? Can I assume that that's what's happening now?
Yes.
You're going
okay,
room to room?
But do you need to roll for things or anything? Okay.
Is there anybody in any of the bathrooms other than Calliope's?
So far, no. Okay. Yeah, and luckily, just based on the timing, that this hotel is pretty quiet. It's like, you know, midday or whatever. Nobody's like, it's not night or morning or whatever, so it's pretty quiet. And, you know, you see a couple people here and there, but nobody really seems to pay too much mind.
Okay.
Shimi's very quick at picking these locks, so you can slip in and out pretty quickly. Without fail, as you go room to room, all of them are basically the same. These just dark, shades-drawn hotel rooms with a bathroom with a tenth of a calliope sitting in the middle of it. But the plaques are all different. So here is the third one you come across. Does anybody wish to describe that one?
Okay.
Cash register. Just kidding. It looks like a bed.
This texture is bullshit, Eric. What is this? Is this supposed to be metal or what? What am I looking at?
It's bronze.
Sea of Tranquility.
Sea of Tranquility.
Maybe.
And here's the next plaque.
Uh-oh, okay.
A
bird cage.
Oh, no, it's not BC now.
No. Okay, so there was a... Okay, wait. Bird. You gotta write these down then. A B with a flower.
Crap.
The C was waves with birds, right? Waves with birds. What else was there?
Bird cage.
Bird cage. Bed. A bed.
Posts.
Oh.
Birds above the ocean. I don't know.
Hmm.
E.
Bird cage.
This is a great drawing, by the way, babe. Actually,
birds and the bees.
I like that
drawing.
Thanks.
Birds and the bees.
It's all bees, in theory, possibly, but that's probably wrong. Lots of birds, and even though there's no birds in the one that says bee and flower, it's like the birds and the bees. So maybe it's suggesting birds, but the bed does nothing for me because there's no birds there. I'm a little obsessed with birds. Okay, what's the next one?
Ooh,
what?
Flower with a squished bee? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What in the heck?
Oh, no.
A flower. The fifth one is a flower. It looks like maybe the same flower. I'm going to look back on the first one if I can. I don't know if it will work. I don't think I can see the original image. And that's okay. Oh, there it is. Looks like the very same flower, but the bee is like skewed so that it's like squished.
Yeah.
All right. These things are really speaking to me. They're telling me I should smash a calliope.
Yes. Amazing. Gonna send you to the surface of the moon.
Okay, so are you giving us another one?
Oh,
an
egg
in a nest.
Also birdie bird.
That is birdie bird.
It's Mr. Potato Head's nose and mustache.
Oh.
It does look like that.
Does the nose match the mustache?
Wait, how many rooms are there? Wait, there are...
Ten.
Ten, that's right. Okay. Oh, what is going on? I felt like there was a chance to understand what was going on until I saw that flat B.
Yeah, that was...
I know.
That's weird. Or B flat? Wait, could any of these be musical?
Oh, yes. No. Be natural.
KT, you're brilliant.
Am I?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I don't know what all these things are, though, in music.
B flat. That's so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
B flat.
Two.
Yeah,
waves,
so C
birds.
Is probably C. E flat, B.
Rest? Is that what a bed is? Rest?
Oh my gosh.
And the egg is the nest. Is that.
It could be a whole note, or it could be the letter. It could be just an E.
Oh.
Yeah. We have whole rests and half rests and
yeah, and we don't know what order they're supposed to be in. I guess maybe in the order that the little plaque thing at the top says, but maybe not.
But I bet not, because does the list look like it is listed in a certain way, like when he wrote out the rooms, or is it like kind of haphazard? Are we going from room to room, up and down?
They're in order by floor and by room number.
Okay. And is that how you've labeled them? Like,
based on where you went it, on the list, they're probably somewhere around reverse order.
Okay. Can we have another one? Oh.
Oh.
A lead elephant. So there's lead how many elephants? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 elephants in a row, but there's two arrows pointing to the first elephant.
Oh, those elephants are so cute.
They really are. Did you draw that, babe?
Love those
That's
elephants.
Really adorable.
Is it in something 8 time?
Like an, or it could be an, it could be an octave, because there's 8 of them. Why did you just get louder? What's going on with
did
you?
Did I get louder?
It's weird. Doesn't matter. Okay, we have more pictures to look at, though.
Could the a sheriff?
Oh my
star.
Gosh! Now I don't think there are 8 things. There are 6 things on this. It's middle sheriff.
Guess what badge? The word badge is one of the words that you can only spell with musical notes. B-A-G-E.
Oh, gosh.
Those are all musical notes.
Oh.
Also bed, B-E-D. Oh, crap. Also cage, C-A-G-E.
An egg.
E-G-G. Oh, my.
I am going to take credit for solving everything, guys.
Oh, credit. It's probably completely wrong.
Because I never get any of these puzzles, and I had one little tiny thing, but KT did say B flat. So.
I have no, like, I really still don't even really know anything. I'm kind of relying on you guys and your knowledge, because I'm like, what can I do?
I said
here?
I thought I knew what was going on until I saw that squished B.
What
that was
about,
like a major clue.
What about the elephant, though? What do we do with the elephant?
Well, elephant, E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T. It could be like each elephant is a letter of the alphabet and the first one is E. Because like E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T.
Oh, maybe it's telling us
E?
How to organize the, I don't know. I mean, it could be the sequences are like overlap on a letter and then it's telling us how to start it. I don't know.
How to organize our elephants.
How to get your ducks in a row.
It's such a cute drawing, though. I keep looking at that
Thanks.
One because it's so cute.
Really is. I want it, like, if I wish that I'd been able to use that as a border around a baby's room.
Oh my god, you're right. Yes,
it'd be so stinking cute.
Yeah.
And I have to start putting these together somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I don't have enough room in my thing.
Did we get a new one? I got a no.
Oh, baby. Oh, it's the classic. Age thing. That's time or aging. Baby. There's a baby. There's a, I don't know, teenage person and a grown-up person and an old person.
Okay, age is also a word we can spell. Age.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold on. So we got to go back to room one we think is natural. Two. It's the ocean thing. Do you think it's like a mixture of spelling and sound alikes, or?
We have one more to look at. Oh. Oh,
the flower,
no more bee.
And the bee has disappeared, and the little shinies are still there.
You can access them all from your journal tab.
Oh,
which, fancy. On the top right, it's the one that looks like a little newspaper.
It's the egg. Maybe we take the first letter of each thing? Oh, I don't know. The elephant's
like
really thrown me off.
Did you try playing it out in your mind, the music? Oh, the elephant is confusing.
That's the problem, yeah. Maybe it's just the letter E. The word elephant also has eight letters, but
yeah, that's what I said.
Him.
It's one. There's eight elephants in the line, and elephant has eight letters, and then it's pointing to the first elephant. That's why I was thinking it might be E, but it does seem like a weird solution. I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's the I don't know. Should we try to go to the basement or should we wait?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I
need everybody to give me an intelligence check.
Uh-oh, big trouble.
Gonna nail it.
Wait, I can't get to my sheet.
And Rafina,
speaking of intelligence,
Rafina can do so with advantage.
Ooh.
12 for Will, 13 for Bathwack. A 7, but you rolled a 1, so you get to re-roll that 1, Abby, because you're lucky.
That's nice. Ha ha. All right.
There we go. 18.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Rafina, you remember that. So, you know, the Calliope's divided up into 10 pieces, right?
Yeah.
You can stitch them together in your mind. You think it's a full Calliope, and each one is showing this as the number of like the chunk of keys on the keyboard.
So the keys for each of the Calliopes, what you're saying is the keys that are on each Calliope are represented by the words on the plaques.
I just showed you another image.
Okay, let me go. Oh.
That's the chunk of keys visible on each chunk of Calliope.
So how would you describe that?
So they're piano. They look like piano keys. And it goes from, we can call it middle C, though we don't know if it's in the middle, and it goes up to a B. So it's the 7 white keys and the 5 black keys.
Sweet. Thanks, Abby. I'd have been like,
you're welcome.
It's piano keys. There's some white ones and black ones. You can play it, maybe. I don't know.
So every section of the Calliope is this, like, almost full octave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, so everybody, I am telling you the thing that the DM just told me, blah, that I remembered. So maybe we need to try to play on these. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to touch it.
Bathwack already did.
That's true. Well, I did too. I nudged it, but not the keys.
Bathwack played it last time.
That's true.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Not like try to play a tune. He like played a note and then he like mashed his hand down on it. And you could hear it in the notes that were playing through the hotel.
Yeah. Is this like the self-destruct sequence if we get these in order?
Maybe. Yeah, we could try to play the...
Maybe it's just the disc changer command. Maybe get a different, a different horrible Calliope song.
And the other thing is that I don't know whether we should actually play the words that we see on these plaques, like B-E-D or C-A-G-E, but would we play just the letter B for the B one, or would we play B-E-E?
Oh.
But then with the B flat, I think we'd only play a B flat.
So does it work with all of them, like...
Except for the elephants.
Right, so 3, 4, 6, 8, 9 are words that you could play. But 1, 5, and 10 are all the B ones. Which, you know, I don't know if they're words.
Right. I forgot about the B one that it has no B.
Yeah. So there's the no B one, there's the B one, and there's the B flat one. There's the weird lead elephant one.
I mean, it could be B flat E E, and then for the no B one, it would just be E-E, but
that's yeah, like, yeah. Well, I like that. The flower is just a red herring.
Or you play everything except B. You just smash your hands down on the
yeah.
keys.
Yeah, that could be. I like no that. B. I like it.
And what about the lead elephant one? There were 8 elephants, but there are only 7 white keys.
Right, but of course the first and the last are the same.
Wait, is that right? That there are 7? Yeah.
There's 8 elephants, and then there's, yeah.
But then 2 is the C? Is it just C?
Mm-hmm.
Or O? No, it's not ocean. It's not.
Okay. It's, yeah, what did we, oh, shoot. So it's not beach. Because H isn't one.
It should be.
You know, actually, composers who used to play this game in their pieces, they would use H as B flat because I think in Germany in the olden days or something, B flat was represented by an H. Hmm. Or maybe it was.
This is like Bach's name, right?
Yeah, B A C H. He would go B A C H or something like that. I don't know how he did it, but it's like, but that was a B flat. So anyway, wow. Could be. But I prefer Eric's method of just flattening the B.
Squished.
Rafina tries singing all the ones that are singable so far.
Okay, go ahead. Wow, once. Pretty good.
She put them in a superposition.
Whoa.
So that's why it sounded very confusing.
Hmm.
But she doesn't have them all, so probably nothing happens.
Do we think the numbers are ordered like the... By register?
The numbers are ordered in the order that you encountered them.
Okay.
In the order we encountered.
Which is roughly inverse to the order on the list that you were given. You were just going from the top and then trying to go to the nearest one. All this is to say it should be pretty clear that the order of the rooms is not important.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, the C one could just be the letter C, since it's S-E-A, we could just call it C.
Do we want to... Okay, so, I don't know, I guess we're running around the hotel, but Will would be like, do we want to, like, if we were not sure about what to do, do we want to go down to the basement and see if it's, like, a code or something, like, what we need to get down there, or do we want to... try one of these on one of the tenths of the calliope and see what that does and hope that it doesn't set off an alarm for the whole hotel. I don't know. Like, what would you, I don't know which to do. What do you want to do?
Rafina goes into the last one and starts playing the words that we know.
Wait, which is
the 10th room.
Oh, you're going to play all the words we think? So B, C, bed, cage, B flat, E.
Pretty much.
Egg, elephant. Play elephant too.
Rafina just stomps on the keyboard.
Yeah, you need to tell me what you play.
Uh-oh. All right. So I'm going to do it in order. I try really hard to get it to mix in with what's playing currently.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I might space it so that it's sort of like,
that's fine.
Tune.
Understood.
All right. So B, C. I don't know if I do E. B, E, D. C, A, G, E. B flat. What's 6, guys? Is that the egg? E, G, G. 7 is mysterious elephant. I skip that. Where's my 8? Oh, B, A, D, G, E. And then A, G, E. And then 10 is, the 0B. And I play all the notes at once except for B.
All right, you do that, and the calliope music that's been playing incessantly gets slightly quieter.
wait, the whole thing, right at the end?
At the end.
So it could be because you played them all, or what was the last one you did?
I played everything but the letter B.
So it could be that
note B.
That is room 10 and that's what it needs.
That was the room she was in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in room 10.
Because you said that was the last one.
Okay. To room 9. And I go to room 9 and I play
a deep... Should we explode this other Calliope so no one can ever play it again?
Yes, but not right now. And I run back to the 9th room and I play AGE.
And the music gets quieter.
Wow.
Oh, this is very exciting. Okay, room 8. I go to room 8 and I play B-A-D-G-E. It's a pretty little tune.
And the music gets a little quieter.
And I go to the elephant room, and I can't do a single thing because it's an elephant. I just play the letter E.
And the music gets a little quieter.
Yay.
Okay. I go to 6.
I'm so excited.
E-G-G. And I don't have perfect pitch, so I could be playing any. I could be, but we'll
sounds
just pretend.
Good. It yeah, sounds we'll good to me.
Nailed it. And the music
Nailed
gets a little
it.
Quieter.
Oh. Whew. Okay. Room 5, I play a B flat.
The music gets a little quieter.
I go to room 4, C-A-G-E, C-A-G-E. Ooh, that's like a television station.
And the music gets a little quieter.
All right, all right, all right. Room 3, B-E-D, here we go, B-E-D.
And the music gets a little quieter.
Where's my room 2, is what, the water? I just play the C.
And the music gets a little quieter.
And I go to the first room and I play B.
And the music is gone.
Oh my god.
We did it! And we didn't have to blow it up.
Rafina's like 10 rooms away. We're all trying to keep up and she's so fast. We're like, what's happening?
She cartwheeled the whole way.
Yeah.
That's why you couldn't keep up.
Yeah, we couldn't keep up. I cast fly 1,000 times. I'm still never going to keep up.
I'm just a blur. Cartwheels. But guys, if we killed the music, why do we still have the basement that's off limits? We should go check it out, right?
Will's still lost in thought, trying to think of a way to destroy the Calliopes so that they don't turn them back on.
Maybe the secret to that is in the basement. Maybe there's like... a large beating heart that we can slash or something.
Oh, Rafina, you just want to go back and kill Strahd again, you serial killer, well, Annie Parr.
I know I'm good at that.
Should we, like, I don't know, pour acid all over Calliope? I don't have that anymore. I used my poisonous
stuff. You're puking.
Yeah, Bathwack, don't you throw up or something? What does Bathwack do? Acid? Is it acid?
His breath weapon.
Is it acid?
Bathwack. Yeah.
You need
poison.
Dang it. All right, but Bathwack, if you put poison, if you emit poison from your gills or whatever onto these Calliopes, then we kill whoever tries to play them again. What do you think? I think that sounds like a good plan.
I think we should just pull all the keys out.
You can do that? Then let's do that!
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Can you just pull the keys out?
If you try to pull the keys out, you find it a mighty difficult task.
Ah.
They seem to only go one direction.
Can you tell me how it looks? Like, how could I sabotage this thing? Like, I don't know what it looks like. I feel stupid.
I mean,
what's a Calliope?
It could be lots of ways. But especially because, like I said, they're chunks of the Calliope, and the ends of them are not, like, covered and finished. You can just see the inner workings of the Calliope.
Okay. I wish we still had that mayonnaise.
I think you do!
Oh, she ate it all.
Rafina
just
stops
what she does
drinking
every morning.
It, and then she's like, I wish we had some more of that mayonnaise. That
I just
finished.
Unrelated to what you guys are trying to solve.
I just had a BLT. I had to use the last of it.
Wait, what's the B? Because I know the T is twigs, right? Is it loam and twigs? So it's, what's the B?
Oh. Amazing.
Bacon.
Yes, bacon, loam, and twigs.
Bacon, loam, and twigs. Everything's better with bacon.
Bathwack, it's practically vegetarian. You can eat it. It just has a little bit of bacon, but otherwise it's loam and twigs.
And don't forget the mayonnaise.
And the mayonnaise. It's vegan, so don't worry. Okay, I'm sorry. What were we saying?
So we're going to is Bathwack going to breathe on it?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Do you really want me to do that?
We can see if it melts.
Bathwack, I love the idea that I just said we could like poison the next person who touches it and everyone's okay with that. I thought you guys were really offended when I wanted to kill Halula. Jeez.
But we really hate the Calliope.
Oh my god, if Halula could hear you now.
Let's just try one little key. Can you just breathe on one little key, or does that like remove some of your energy? Excuse you.
Will Grimace is like, if you ever do this in any of my establishments, Bathwack, we will have you drawn and quartered.
All right. Fast forward.
Tivoli is covered in phlegm. Bathwack has recruited all of his peoples.
That was a nice apartment, Will. Thank you. I have no further use for it. I need another one.
I liked it better when Tivoli didn't exist. Okay. Wait, what were we saying?
He horks up a green glob of something on a key.
Yeah? Does it throw it?
I know. Not acid.
I thought it was just his breath.
It's poison.
Like poison breath.
It like probably
it's actually
is.
Fluid.
It is, Rafina.
I always pictured all of them as fluid.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
Gross.
This is gross.
But it's probably not intended. It's probably supposed to be more gaseous than
probably.
Fluid, I think.
I hand you a tissue.
Me?
Yes, you, Eric.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay, so there's workings. While he's hocking a loogie on the piano, dummy me, I'm gonna take, I guess, I'm trying to think of just something I don't, my billy club, sure. I'll stick my billy club in the workings and see, like, if I stick it in there, do I get, like, zapped or something? Like, what?
Okay. So Uh-oh. You take your billy club oh, and God. You stick it into the workings.
Okay.
How many hit points do you have? No.
Ah!
You can't stick it in. Like, it looks like there's, like, a space you could stick it in, but it just stops.
So, like I can get past, solid. Like, so if this is the piano, I can get past this, but I can't get through the side. Like, how do I describe
so,
that?
So, like, when you look at the side of it, it's like a cross section. Like, right. If literally someone took a saw and chopped a calliope in half.
Okay.
I don't know what the inside of one looks like. I'm assuming there are at least some moving parts. I know it's
mayonnaise.
It's gas through whistles, but otherwise
there might be bellows involved.
Yeah, who knows? There's stuff in there, right? It's not just like a solid block.
It's definitely a
it's
solid
concrete
block.
With a keyboard on it. It's a calliope.
So, calliope. That's
there's some LED lights to give it some glow.
So there's like. Open space in the side of it.
Okay.
And there's clearly places you could stick your club in. There's like rotating things you could maybe stop or whatever. But as soon as your billy club tries to pass through like the imaginary plane where the calliope was cut, it stops.
Interesting. Okay.
Like there's a, like, as if there's a piece of like plexiglass
yeah,
or
yeah,
glass
yeah.
on the
mm-hmm.
side of it. Right. But you don't see one. You don't think there is one.
Okay. Okay.
I guess it's magic. I think we should check.
Mayonnaise.
I guess it's mayonnaise.
You know what? Oh my god. Okay, now it makes me
it's
think
like
of like a commercial. That's what I was going to
say.
Like,
say
it's like
that
it's
too.
Like the where's like the beef lady or something, but right. It's Rafina's mayonnaise. I guess it's mayonnaise. And she's shrugging. I guess it's mayonnaise. And she's on the mayonnaise jar too in the same pose. I need to draw this. I actually, that's oh gosh, I need to draw that. That's amazing. I guess it's
It's not not even what I was going to say.
I know, but it's so great. Like, Rafina has always loved the mayonnaise, uh-huh. and now, like, it's come full circle, and she's got her own mayonnaise brand. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Oh, I guess it's like, I can't believe it's not butter, but it's...
mayonnaise brand.
Molly McMayonnaise. Do, 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 do.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Yeah, like, you know what? Maybe there's something in the basement. Wait, and we can't push it over, right? We keep getting
distracted. We tried.
Sorry. Yeah, we can't.
All right, you really want to put your shoulder into it? Give me a strength check.
Oh, I'm not strong.
Too bad. You can make it a strength athletics check if you wish.
I'm sure that's way better.
It's not. Is it 5 great? Minus 1 is 4.
4. You can't push myself. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it's my shoes. They're too slidey on this floor. That's why I can't. Bathwack, you should try.
Basement, guys. I think we should go to the basement.
All right. Sure. Let's make sure this fucking hotel never plays another damn note on these stupid instruments.
Guys, the music was all right.
Jamie, you're still here. I thought I sent you to the hotel room.
What do you mean? I just solved that puzzle.
Okay, Shimi, you're amazing, and you picked all these locks, but there might be some real danger here, so maybe you should go to the hotel room and just hang out. Rent a pay-per-view or something.
Oh, that sounds nice. All yeah. right, I'll see what that means.
Holy... Oh! I thought we only had that in Tivoli. I invented that technology. All right, yes, go.
That's your word for newspapers, is pay-per-view.
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 Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, should we, before we go down to, like, we don't know what the basement looks like. Should we, does everyone want to look as cool as I do? Will says, pointing at a stupid pointy hat.
I'm still not sure why you're wearing it.
Because if somebody comes here and sees us messing around the rooms, I at least can say, oh, I was just escorting them out. And then I can escort you out.
Oh, I see. I had
Star
missed the,
Wars I had episode missed the 4. Fact
that the pointy hat was what all of them were wearing. I missed that.
No. Just Will came up with that. He's like, this stupid pointy hat.
Like, it's like I heard retroactively, I heard that whole conversation you guys had. Like, while you were having it, I was very confused. But now it just all clicked into place.
That happens to me all the time.
the very self-same hat Gareth was wearing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Gareth.
Did his have like anything special? Well, no, I'm just thinking about him because I'm sure he's going to come back and probably want to kill me or something. But
I
his
hope
hat doesn't
not
even have
dead.
Anything special on it. Isn't he like the king of this hotel or something?
No.
He's just just one guy at the counter. I figured he was like the boss of all the people. Like Armand from White Lotus.
Nope.
He's not. He's just a guy. Oh, sorry, Gareth. You're going to get in trouble. You gave me too much information. Too bad, guys.
Listeners, if I said he was the boss of people... Ignore that.
I probably am just misremembering it. Anyway.
He's just the boss of the Calliopes. No, not even that.
He definitely gave away all their secrets. Poor Calliopes. Okay, so I guess we're heading down to the basement.
Let's do it. Okay, we encounter the basement door. What happens?
Yeah, I guess we don't know.
Down, I hope.
Oh, God.
There's no door?
Was there a door behind him?
Wait, but we know, but he used the word basement.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Bilko doors? We have to go outside around the side and like.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. I'm going to look around.
Yeah, like I don't know where else to look.
When we were chasing Will as a fish outside in the river.
Ooh.
Like, didn't we go outside like the kitchen and.
Yeah.
Gwen totally used the kitchen. Yeah.
That was not in the basement, though. That was on the same floor, this ground floor.
Yeah, but we're... okay.
But yeah, you hunt around the ground floor, and you don't see any obvious basement doors.
Do we see the kitchen?
You know, yeah, you can... where it is, yeah.
Can we look... There's people in there. Is there, like, a window that we can look through and see if there's any other doors in there or any of the other places? Like...
Yeah, there's a window into the kitchen you could sort of peer in through from, like, the dining room, which right now is pretty quiet. And you can see the door that led to the outside that Gwen took you back through.
Okay.
And that's it.
Oh God, we're gonna have to talk to somebody else. That Gareth guy's not gonna like it when he realizes that I made him give me information. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, but also, isn't everyone going crazy because the music is turned off? They must be like,
there must be an emergency right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Have they heard any? Like,
be running all over, like running into each other and falling down in the lobby and riding on the carts that you use to move your shirts.
It's a Calliope emergency.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. High five. Woo!
Calliope.
I was too late.
Elephant. Everybody give me a perception roll.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
God, I'm rolling terribly. An 8.
That is bad. 14 for Rafina.
Yay.
Mighty Bathwack.
I was trying to remember how you said the word turtle.
Teetle.
Turtle.
Turtle. Like those bell chains.
Turtle got a 9.
Those change ringers, how they say it.
Plain Bob Turtle.
Okay.
A plain Bob something triple is a type of ring.
Yep.
Rafina, you think you hear something, but you can't tell what it is.
Oh no.
I can hear something, but I can't tell what it is, guys.
Just hear something. Is it
coming from the floor? Is it coming from down? Where is it coming
it's
from?
It's hard to say.
Is it okay.
You
so I have no more questions.
Something.
For the first time in your
it
life.
Sounds
you hear
vaguely
something.
It sounds vaguely musical.
Oh. Oh, they're rebooting the Calliope.
I know!
Oh, God.
Oh, your solution was only temporary.
Oh, crap. All right. Does anyone else hear that? Listen, really? Stop making noise!
I don't hear anything.
All right. Now everybody's listening. You can all roll a perception check again. Now that you're, like, really okay. Focused on that sense.
Okay.
Nope, I don't hear anything.
22 for Rafina. 8 for Will again.
Same.
And 17 for Bathwack.
Will's just
I
like,
hear everything.
What are you even talking about? I don't hear a single thing.
Bathwack and Rafina, you catch a hint of very, very faint Calliope music.
Mm.
On the breeze.
That's not what we want to hear.
And with a 22, Rafina, you do sense that it actually does seem to be coming from the floor. And maybe back towards the lobby area, where I think you guys have been kind of avoiding, since that's where you last saw Gareth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Got the lobby Calliope working again.
No.
Okay, my plan is... I'm not going to tell you my plan. I'm just going to do it. I lie down on the floor and I sort of scooch into the lobby so that I can hear along the floor and nobody will see me.
Give me a stealth check.
Lobby like the next floor down. So you're like in
we're there.
You're on the lobby.
Okay. I like to imagine this though, like me and Batman.
Here's
Rafina. Will and
I can't get out of the frame. There we go.
Will and Batman. What is it?
That's Rafina.
Yeah,
on the second floor.
Exactly. I like that doing because, like, inchworm. Will would never, like, have her do that or, like, let her do that. Like, but it's just so Rafina where she does something that it doesn't seem like it'll work, but it always works. And it's my favorite. Like,
or
Will and
never.
Bathwick are, like, thinking about this music or, like, Will is just angry that he can't even hear it. And Bathwick's, like, listening to the music. And Rafina just starts
inchworming.
Meanwhile,
Mission Impossible music kicks in.
Boom, boom, boom. And we're just looking the other direction. She's inchworming into the lobby. This is
why I'm sure we're all asleep.
Yeah. This has all been a big dream. So what am I rolling?
Stealth. Yeah, like as... And you get to re-roll that 1.
Oh, good.
Did I get a 1?
Yeah.
I did get a 1. Okay, nice.
Yeah, the cloak of elvenkind, like as she's inchworming across the carpet, it like blends in with the carpet pattern.
That's amazing.
All right.
Okay, that was no good, but the 15 is not terrible.
15's good.
It's not terrible.
It's good.
It's great.
Well, compared to what you've been rolling.
Yeah. 8, 8, 8.
So yeah, you inch worm your way into the lobby, and
listening to the floor.
Yeah, it sounds like it's getting louder towards the hotel desk.
I'm also, by the way, wiggling the floorboards to see if they're loose.
Oh, okay.
I am, because maybe that's how we get down there.
Through the carpet.
Yep.
Oh, it's carpet.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're blending
it's
in
It's one-way
with.
Wiggle, and then it's different way wiggle. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle,
hey, that's my move in bed.
What?
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle.
TMI. We apologize, listeners.
The sad part is they'll never see the gesture, which it was because it was I was doing the inchworm, but then she was moving side to side to test the floorboard. So it's inch and then side to side. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Oh, I completely misunderstood that second gesture.
The hotel is very aroused right now.
Oh, Eric, you flatter yourself.
No, it's Rafina.
I'm just saying.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
You said it was your move. It's all I'm
saying. Oh, I see. Yeah, it works every time.
The hotel is very turned on.
So yeah,
Shimi's missing all of it.
Yeah, he's
watching
up there.
Pay-per-view. Pay-per-view.
So yeah, the music seems to be coming from closer to the hotel desk. And while you're wiggling, you're not able to wiggle anything.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Anyway, are we taking a break?
We can if you want.
I wouldn't mind going to the bathroom.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, you're mid-inch.
I need more water anyway. Yeah.
Remember.
Mid-inch. Okay.
Then you stop to
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I thought it was more
wiggle,
like
wiggle.
This.
Wiggle, wiggle.
That's
wiggle,
wiggle. That's wiggle, how Sting wiggle. Does it. Wiggle, wiggle.
Oh, God.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
So
Edith Bunker.
Edith Bunker.
Rafina was mid-worm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I was worming. Goal.
Goal?
Goal. Wig. Oh, wig. Goal.
Oh.
Goal.
Yeah.
Goal.
Goal.
So yeah, you think the music seems to be stronger from the desk area.
Desk area. Okay. Guys. Are they following me or are they just pretending they don't know me?
I'm pretty sure they're not following you.
Eventually, I'm like, I turn around, Will turns around and his eyes fly open and he's like, what are you doing? Like just gesturing like, come back.
And I'm like pointing at the desk. Louder there. Come on.
Oh, and then I'm like, wait, what is, like, I send the message, and I'm like, what's going on?
I can hear it through the floor. It's closer to the desk. Can you see if Gareth's there? I can't see behind the desk from this altitude.
I change my face to look like anything, and like any other person ever.
Anything.
And peek out around to see if the Gareth guy is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What person?
Uh-oh.
Mr. Greenman?
Strahd von Zarevich.
Ooh. Striking widow's peak, Will.
Striking.
So a cartoon Dracula appears around the corner.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes. You poke your pale head.
Yeah.
Out past the wall, your piercing blue eyes gaze across the lobby.
I can't help it. I'm just trying to look, but it looks like a paper die cut 1950s Halloween decoration with the blood red rimmed eyes of the Dracula, and the eyebrows
it's
are
those
like
cheap
arched 80s as fuck.
Plastic vacuum formed masks with the elastic around.
Yes,
absolutely. That is what I look like. But I'm just trying to chill around I'm trying to look relaxed, but it's not happening because I'm strong. Strahd's face.
Strahd on vacation.
Just picture how he feels on his surfboard.
trying to do it.
And there's nobody there.
There's nobody. Oh, nobody
luckily.
Got to witness it. That's so. Yeah, luckily.
Bathwax saw it.
I turn over my shoulder to say there's nobody there, but I look like Strahd. Ah, there's nobody there.
He's just storing these up for next time he needs to. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you tell me there's nobody there, or do you allow me to keep doing the worm?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you asked. Yes, he tells you there's nobody there.
Get off the floor.
No, I like the worm. I don't tell her. I just keep watching.
I do the worm around the desk.
All right, so you make your way around the back of the desk, Rufina, and there is a square in the floor that is open with a little hatch that's tilted up.
Oh, they probably went down to fix it or something, maybe? I don't know.
And the music seems to be emanating up from that hole.
Okay, is the hinge on the top so I can sort of just like...
It's open.
Oh, you said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I just heard the door that it was up latched. Here with you.
No, it's not latched. It's a hatch.
I just heard the atch part.
Atch.
Okay. And I sort of pop up and I waggle my eyebrows at my people. And
she's short enough, that's all you can see.
Exactly.
Waggle, waggle.
Just the eyebrows.
Waggle, waggle.
Waggle, waggle, waggle. Waggle. Is the rest, waggle, waggle. Is the rest of the lobby empty? I mean, or is it just the desk is empty?
Uh-huh.
Aren't the people pouring out of the rooms exclaiming for joy that there's no freaking Goliath?
No.
All right.
It's like still the middle of the day, right?
I just think that our reception for this deed should be greater than killing Count Strahd von Zarevich or whatever.
Finally free.
Yeah. We're free.
What is my name again?
I mean, like, imagine people complain about, you know, when you work retail and like the Christmas music that plays on Christmas and people want to like shoot themselves because they hear the same Mariah Carey song 1,000 times in 2 weeks.
Yep.
This was Mariah Carey playing the calliope, by the way.
I hope we're about to go see. Maybe it is Mariah Carey.
Whoa. The microphone didn't even pick it up.
Your microphone just...
It sounded like a Ziploc bag being shut very quickly, and that's it.
It sounded like a doggy squeaky toy, like...
Oh my gosh,
that was so
hilarious.
Weird.
That's it's really
cutting, your laugh is cutting out too. It's like clipping.
Is it clipping that ends? Oh, poopy.
Well, I think it's clipping.
You laugh like Mariah Carey.
You laugh. Yeah,
okay, I won't laugh like Mariah Carey anymore. Hopefully that helps.
All right, what happens? What does Rufina see?
I waggled my
waggled
eyebrows.
Her eyebrows at you.
Oh,
you see
and I
her
want
eyebrows.
You guys to come over.
Okay. Wiggle, 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 waggle, waggle.
Yeah.
Lots of wiggles and waggles going on.
It's the front desk, right? I'm just going to lean on the counter and keep looking around. There's no one watching.
There's no
us,
one
right?
there. Yeah.
Yep.
Weird.
And I point
Go
to
down,
the floor.
Will.
Go down.
Look around. I look for a register. Is there
register.
Money somewhere? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just nobody here. Will looks at Bathwack like he's doing the John Travolta GIF thing. He's looking around. There's nobody here, like, and there's, you know, you steal diamonds. Why not stealing stuff from here?
Oh, Will. The basement! Look! There's no time.
I wasn't actually trying to, like, burn him. I'm just saying there's free... All right, fine. Let's just go... Sure, let's go into the basement. Oh, God. There's probably a calliope monster down there.
There is for sure, and we must slay it as soon as possible. Okay, let's go. And then, so I'm going to just crawl into the hole and hang on to the edge for dear life until somebody comes and lowers me down.
I mean, there's a ladder, but you could do that if you want.
What?
she dips over the wrong edge. She's just...
She just worms down the ladder. Wiggle, wiggle.
Oh my God, this
wiggle,
is really
wiggle.
Sad, though.
Testing
Abby's
each,
laugh
testing
is not
each
there
run
at all.
As she goes. Wiggle,
yep,
wiggle.
Wiggle,
wiggle. Wiggle,
wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle.
So there's a ladder.
Does it look like she's struggling, or is she really magically caterpillaring her way down this ladder? That's amazing. Will's like, what is happening? She's so magic. She has such magic, Bethwack. So much magic.
No, I see the ladder and I descend it relatively normally.
Yeah. Okay.
Very, very boring, I know. Very boring.
You play your mouth harp as you go, though.
There you go. In time with the calliope.
Eating my BLT.
Can we see anything down there? Like, is there, Will is just like, Rafina is on her way somewhere, and Will's just trying to catch up. So he's like, and he looks around again.
Okay.
And down the hole, is it dark?
It's darker. There's some light down there, but you can't really make out too much. You could see like an earthen floor.
Will looks at Bathwack and like.
Floor.
Will looks at Bathwack and is
what
like.
What was that?
That's my stupid alarm.
Like you've got a bird in your house.
Yeah, it's an owl. It's because I hate every alarm.
Abby had pulled out Merlin already. And was...
It's fake owl number 63.
I wish we'd given Eric that CD.
100
I love that
sounds.
Lubega album.
Will is gonna like look. He's like looking down the hole. Rafina's just climbing down the hole. He looks at Bathwack like and just like gestures towards the hole, exasperatedly.
So yeah,
you gesture to the. All right, okay, sure. It's a hole, Will. Are you going in?
Rafina just went down the hole. I feel like, look at the hat. Look at the pointy hat. I'm the one that looks like I work here. You go down the dangerous hole in the dark.
All right. Find the cash register.
I will.
And I grab the rails and slide down.
Fireman style.
Whoa, and knocks Rafina out. Crushes Rafina. She's flat at the bottom.
He slides
of the
down.
Ladder.
It's the perfect profile.
Like
slides right around her. Yeah. Just like lying under his legs.
Yes, exactly.
He has a Rafina hug shaped.
She does
hole.
The inch like around his like Whoa! Chest or whatever, like perfectly.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Well choreographed.
I never thought I'd use trigonometry until this day.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Good thing.
So, Bathwack slides down the hole.
Okay.
And you're going to hang out up there and pretend to work there?
There's truly no one around and there's just a cash register here?
It's so weird.
Does it? I punch it. Does it open?
Good furniture just lying around unattended?
My face doesn't look like my face. I'm disguised like somebody else. Mm-hmm. I push the front thing to see if it comes open. Is it like a cash register, like a real one?
Like a Fisher Price one where you just push the front in and it unlatches?
I hit Ernie on the head and I tweak Bert's nose and I see if it opens.
Oh man, we love that one. We know that one. Cookie Monster.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle.
You wiggle, wiggle.
Ding.
It does not open.
I punch the side of it like the Fonz.
It does not open.
I turn into the Fonz.
It opens.
And then I get it open.
No, it does not open.
Oh, man. Does it have any sort of screen or anything?
No.
I just
Where are the cameras? I pull up my phone and look this up on YouTube. How do I open a cash register? Hey, Siri.
It's really only going to sound like me and you are enjoying this because Abby's laugh is completely gone.
Oh, no.
It's so sad.
And Alec doesn't laugh at all.
It's this awkward
recording. I called you
recording.
Alec.
Alec.
Ahab.
Hey, Alec. Ahab. All right. Well, I'm stay
laughing,
up there
guys.
For a little bit, but I'm not going to like let them go down to their Kalia pickle doom.
Oh, why a pickle? So happy. That really is the way Rafina should die. But don't do it, DM.
Okay, I won't.
I look. Oh, before I go down the slide is what I was about to say. The ladder. I look under the counter to see if there's a lost and found, and if there are a funky pair of sunglasses that I could give to Rafina, or something like that.
Sunglasses.
I'm just trying to think of something that's in the lost
there's
and found.
There's a laser pointer in there.
There we go. I get the laser pointer and I give it to Rafina.
A lost Fitbit.
Come on, is there anything in the lost and found?
There's no lost and found.
There's an old cookie. I give that to Rafina.
That's Rafina's. She set that there that? Before she went down the ladder.
I'm laughing.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. Let's go down the ladder.
So you guys slide down into the gloom, or inch down into the gloom, and the music is much louder down here. It's not too big of a space. It's not as big as the hotel itself. Looks like a bunch of storage of different dry goods. There's barrels and casks of things. Who knows? Maybe some wines or other things like that.
Purple Grape Mash number 5?
Maybe.
Yeah, what is the wine? Is it any Barovian wine?
You don't see any of the Barovian names.
Oh, Red Dragon Crush or something.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And then what was the Purple fancy Great one?
National, I thought it was Red Dragon Crush.
No, that was like the middle one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there were
Champagne
three,
de l'Estompe.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
Very good.
I don't know why I know that information. All right.
I said that so many times. It was very so fun funny. To say.
Yeah.
De l'Estompe.
In the sort of from the, if the ladder is on the bottom wall of the room, on the top left corner of the room, it's dominated by this bright red garish calliope. Which is looks like it is the sum of the 10 parts that you had seen scattered through the different rooms of the hotel.
Yeah.
It is currently being plied voraciously by a figure seated in front of it.
Is it Gareth?
It could be.
I don't recognize the
figure.
Their figure
is back to you, but they are dressed in the hotel uniform, just like Will is.
It's not the backup generator calliope.
It's the calliope. It's not the auxiliary backup power calliope.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bathwack, what do you do?
Oh, she's going to be DM sooner than we think.
Should we go over there? Should we pose as Calliope repair people?
I love this idea. I love this idea. Let's do it. I will disguise us. Will is very excited about this idea. He's like, wait, you guys are really gonna do this?
Oh, wait. When did you get here, Will?
The cash register must have been hard to find.
Oh, it was right there. But you guys won't get any of it, especially you, Bethwack, because you wouldn't help me. You wouldn't fawns your way into the cash register for me. I'm not strong enough to bonk it open. Anyway, I'm totally into this plan. How far are we? I'm yelling. Am I gonna make this guy
you're
hear
like
us?
40 feet away or so. Okay. 20 feet away.
All right. I'm going to cast Seeming on all of us. That means I have no more spell slots there. And I'm going to try to make up a Calliope repairman situation.
Calliopes apparently do need to be tuned very often.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
wait. But one of us just can be the Calliope tuner. Someone else can be the Calliope repair technician.
Or the one someone else who checks the hydration, like how humid it is in the air.
Oh, I see. I'm having trouble making up a word for that.
Calliopidration specialist.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. And then the last one of us can just manage the other two. Bill.
Yeah. I was going to suggest that. Oh, yes. Perfect. We're totally in sync. Okay. So then I conjure up these costumes for everyone. They're bright. I think I'm going to do bright red just like
the Calliope.
Like the Calliope.
With some gold piping.
I'm going to have, there's going to be stripes. Yes. Yeah, so there's going to be, the pants are gold and red stripes. Okay.
We're going to look like the monkeys. You're making us look like Calliope monkeys.
Probably.
That's what's happening.
Probably.
I can feel it. Yep. I can feel it.
Red and gold striped pants. We all have little blazers.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, the blazer's arms are too short. I guess that's what Will thinks a repairman looks like. It's just like a suit, but it's just it doesn't fit well. And then there's like a cuff going over that. And then there's definitely ridiculous, like, what's the freaking word that Fred? Its name is ascot. Fred, not Frank. An ascot. Wait, is that what it is?
what Fred and Scooter
no, not
has?
An ascot. I guess, but I'm
like a little tie.
Like a little
Fred who? Fred who?
From Scooby-Doo. I'm trying to think of like what what a train engineer wears, where it's always sweaty and oily, so it's like a rag that you can use. Will has no idea what a calliope repairman looks like, so he's combining
looks like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
We've got these rags around our necks so that you can like wipe stuff on them. Bathwack and Will both have very long like beards, but they're very like coiffed.
Does Bathwack look like a human?
Yes, yes. I want everyone to look as different as possible. So I, you know, because I don't want. But,
do you look like a dragonborn?
No.
Well, if that's as different as possible.
Oh, yeah. I guess Will would be like, what am I? I don't know. What is the?
Just try it, Will.
Just try it. Okay.
Once
yes.
you go dragonborn.
Okay.
Totally. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Bathwack looks like a human with a big long beard. Will looks like a dragonborn who's shorter. And probably
I
still
just
has a mustache.
Just Will making Bathwack and Will look like each other.
Yeah, that's kind of what.
Something as different from me as I could possibly think.
Yes, but I still have a mustache.
You do?
Yeah, and it's blonde. Because it's coming out of a Bathwack face. I don't know what it's. Oh, his is brown. It's brown.
His Koopa hair? Yeah, it's brown.
Yeah. Do I give myself the Koopa hair? I don't know. Maybe I do. No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course you don't.
The hair comes out of my face, and it's...
Your nostrils?
My nostrils. No, it's
what does Rafina look like?
Rafina looks like a goblin. What's the...
Janice Goblin?
Janice Goblin! Yes! Wait, goblin is a race, right? But yeah. Are they all bad? I can't remember. Are they like a monster or are they a race?
I haven't contended with goblins in my
game.
They're
gnomes.
They're a race. I mean, I guess you're not supposed to use race anymore, but they're that.
Oh, you're not supposed to use the word race anymore?
Wizards is phasing it out or has phased it out.
That makes more sense. I mean, that's cool. Like, yeah. All right, cool. But, well, how do we refer to, what is it called now?
Let's see.
Is that what is the...
I think it's to stop associating a race with certain qualities.
Oh.
Like saying that race, stuff, like, right.
Yeah.
We're all humans, even though we're of different races. Of so it's these are different species or whatever.
Right,
and that's
species.
Not what race means.
Yeah. It's really so true. Like, that's so true. Because, like, the physiology of all of these characters could be, and sometimes definitely is, entirely different.
Lineage, kin, folk, I don't know.
Yeah, what are the other species? Because I can't make Rafina super tall or anything.
The short ones? Gnomes, halflings, dwarves are kind of short.
Isn't there something that's more like goblin-y or something that
you're thinking of kobolds?
No. Do people play kobolds? That's super tiny, though. Even tinier, right?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. This is the longest discussion ever. It should just
no,
be
it's
Janice
not.
Goblin.
It's definitely not the longest discussion ever.
Can Rafina look like a tiny version of Mo?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah, sure.
It's kind of like a kobold.
Like, because we made Lank and Rafina at one point look like the children lizard folk, right? Down in the lizard folk lair.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's right.
So I'll do that too, yeah. You'll just look like the kid you were before. It's perfect.
All right. Oh, perfect.
There are no child labor laws in Bear Toggle.
Nope.
Not for child lizard folk, anyway.
Especially when it comes to calliope repair.
Mm-hmm. You got to get those little hands in there.
Yep.
They're the only ones that can withstand the temperature of the steam.
Yeah.
Oh, the steam. Oh, my goodness.
Do
we speak?
I don't know. Do you?
I'm wondering who speaks first.
Oh, yeah. I gave myself a clipboard, probably, or something like that. Wait, but I can't just give myself a clipboard. I have a badge, though, that's for sure.
Well, and you have paper, so you could certainly...
Yes. Oh, that's what I'll do. Yep. I'll pull out my paper. I'll have a pencil. And bustle on over there.
Okay. The person doesn't seem to notice. They're deep into their music.
I can't believe somebody's playing it.
Oh, it's thanks for not playing it.
I'm not allowed to play it.
I was so
you're showing
bad.
A lot of restraint.
I'm not allowed.
You can play it for a little bit.
Nope, not allowed.
Fina, can you like conjure a cup of water?
Oh yes, absolutely. Well, I can't conjure it, but I have one. I
just
pull
have
out
a cup of water?
Well, I have my teacup and I have my water skin.
Oh.
Yeah. We've come to water the calliope.
Just do it. Just water it.
All right. So you yell, and the calliope music comes to a discordant halt, and the figure turns around to face you, and it is in fact Gareth.
Oh.
The concierge from behind the hotel desk. Sweat is pouring down his face as he's been really pounding out this melody, this tune that repeats every 45 seconds or however long the file is. and he looks confused and a little angry.
Oh.
And he says, "What? Who are you? What are you doing down here?"
Well, it is the what time of day is it? Whatever. I say whatever date it is. I don't know what I don't know date or time right now. We have a X appointment scheduled to repair this because it has been acting faulty. Excuse me. I'm just trying to push him out of the way. Like I'm not waiting for his permission.
No, I did not call any repairmen. No one touches her but me.
Well, I think that's not true. We were
here.
How
did you even get down here?
What do you mean, how do we get down here? Through the entrance, we always get down here to repair this old Bessie.
You've never been down here. Get out! This is our space.
Oh my god, he's in love with this calliope.
Sir, it needs water. Step away.
Don't get near her. And he spreads his arm. Out
water it.
And puts his back to the calliope.
Water the calliope.
Rafina takes her hand and puts it into the mug and then sprinkles it onto the calliope over his head.
Okay. The water hits the music desk atop the keyboard. I learned that. That's the place where you put your music on, like, aww, the little tray thing. It's called the music desk. And sort of runs down in these nice little rivulets on the music desk. And then just sprinkles down. There's a fingertips worth of water. So
that was boring. Plink. Nothing melted, huh?
Don't you touch her! Get away!
Well, you haven't been taking very good care of her since we were here 7 months ago.
How dare you!
You go listen upstairs, sir. Your boss called and said that...
You're getting more and more muppety.
What is it?
You're getting more and more muppety.
Hello! Your boss called and said the guests were complaining about the lack of music. Now, if you go upstairs, you won't hear any music.
I was just picturing Rolf. It was almost like Rolf's voice. From hey.
Now, let me have a try. Yeah, I want to go play the calliope. Thank you.
No, you need to get out right now. You are not true worshippers.
Oh God!
Is this a calliope god? Have we found a calliope god?
It is the one true god.
Oh! Suddenly, I feel we're in over our heads.
Yeah.
Everybody just back slowly up the ladder.
Yeah. Like, we all caterpillar our way back up
check
the ladder.
Address. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Our contract is with the calliope next door.
Rafina flattens herself on the floor and in reverence.
Oh, my God.
Not in wiggling. Not in wiggling.
Not in wiggling?
Yep. I thought it was going to be a tantrum, like in the one shop back in Morrow's Inlet.
Yep, I remember
those
days.
There's lots of reasons Rafina can flatten herself on the floor.
That's so true, yep.
Oh, I apologize. I hadn't realized it was her, I say. I'm very sorry. Very sorry.
Yes, that is the proper way to behave in front of the curmudgeonly yet cute calliope.
No, that is not the name.
Oh my god.
Yes, it is. You would know if you were as devout as you pretend to be.
No, that was not Rafina.
I know.
Rafina was curmudgeonly yet. Is that what you said?
Curmudgeonly yet cute Calliope.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think I threw a Latin and in there?
I thought it was, well, I thought it was like the female form of curmudgeonly.
Oh, curmudgeonly yet.
Curmudgeonly yet.
Like Smurfette.
Oh my gosh.
Allow us to hear some more of its divine wind. Can you play some more, please?
Instruct your heathen fellows there to either behave themselves or abscond from this most sacred of chambers.
They are mere repairmen. Worry not. Grr. And I do this gesture to get them to bow.
Oh, well, yeah.
I've repaired many a true Calliope's.
Oh my god, does Bethwick really say that? Please!
Yes,
that's
of course.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my god! Oh my god.
You will not lay a finger on her.
We received a phone call. Or not a phone
what?
Call. I wouldn't say a phone call. We received
on your camera phone.
Yeah.
We received word that the Calliope was not working throughout the hotel.
Nobody knows about her. That's not true.
Okay. And I look at everyone else and go, okay.
I mean, does I'm like doing my southern Horace Gusterson voice. I mean, doesn't
Rolf, almost Rolf, remember?
I mean, doesn't
it's closer, actually.
I don't know. I mean, doesn't the music play throughout the hotel for the benefit of all the guests?
Well, of course, yes. Bring
but
the
it's not
blessing.
Right now, your worshipfulness. I cross my arms
Me?
Like I'm satisfied with that.
I'm but a mere acolyte to her.
Yeah, but I mean compared to me, because obviously I'm just the repairman. I'm trying to give you respect. That's obviously what we're going for, apparently. And he looks at Rafina.
What?
She nods excitedly.
Yeah.
What business have you here? What brings you to this sepulcher?
Well, now our mission has... Here's what brings us here. Clearly, this was serendipity, so that we too could discover the true one Calliope... curmudgeon yet cuteness.
Her voice does strike the souls of any who hear it.
Our brains have been struck.
Perhaps if you listen more, then yes, you will see the gas. And he turns and he sits down.
G-A-S?
Gas. G-G-G-G-G. G as in giraffe.
See the gas?
Yeah.
Is that G-A-S? A phrase?
No.
Is that a Calliope phrase or something?
That's what all Calliope players say.
See the gas?
Well, gas is what powers a Calliope.
Oh.
Like air or whatever. Like.
That, I didn't know that. That's why I was asking if it was a Calliope thing. I didn't know
probably.
What that.
Probably. It will be soon.
Hey, see the gas, man. Check out. Dig this gas.
I thought it was going to be like poison gas that we were all about to be subject to.
That's what I was like, is that a...
No, see, this is all just a ploy to get more listeners, because all of the Calliope players in the world are going to hear.
How many other podcasts, Thich Nhat Hanh's podcast, doesn't mention Calliopes once, guys?
Yeah, and especially doesn't once. Make them into gods. Yikes.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
And yeah, so he turns around and sits, flexes his fingers once, and immediately begins to play with the same fury that he left off with.
Wow.
I do this to, I'm trying to get Will to talk to me. I don't know if he knows this yet.
Will. And Will is like, what?
It's very loud in here.
It's a message. It's a brain text.
I know. I'm just telling you. It's very...
Oh, it's a brain text. Okay. Yeah.
For the sake of the listeners
and for
you guys, it's very loud in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brain text.
Yes. Should we hit him with something to knock him out?
That's what that meant.
I love that idea.
Yeah, Will had or Bathwack had already pulled out a lead pipe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But like, this isn't a god. I mean, if a fish is barely a god, right, guys? This fish is barely a god. I messaged that to both of them. This can't be a real god, right? We're not gonna like get smote by dealing with this.
You think we've been affected by it?
I think we need to find out. We need to get him out of the picture so we can examine.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need another moral center.
We have no moral center. There's no moral center to this group anymore. Oh my god.
I love it.
Shouldn't we just knock him out?
So
sure. Yeah. Okay. So
we've just skewed way to the other side when Gwen left because Gwen was really anchoring us on one side.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I mean, Will's not going to be opposed to just knocking this dummy out.
We're not going to kill him. Come on, Eric. We're not killing him.
I mean, but should we check? Like, as Bathwack's approaching with a metal pipe, apparently, Will's going to be like, should we, is there a way to see if is any of this like magic, like powerful magic? Arcana check. I guess is what you're supposed to do when you play D&D. Magic. I don't have detect magic, though.
Sorry, detect magic. That
was I don't have it. Alex, do you have it? I have detect traps.
What are you looking for? Detect.
Will is just trying to see. Like, he is. Oh, I got a natural 20 for my.
It doesn't matter because I am completely tapped out.
Will is trying to determine whether this thing is actually going to be able to hurt us or like has sentience. I mean, you know, he's worried about his own safety and their safety.
Okay. So you can safely assume that there's some sort of magic involved because you think that whatever was being played here was being broadcast through the hotel and there's the weird chunks of whatever.
Of course,
so there's magic involved there.
Yeah.
With a natural 20.
Yeah, that's right.
You do not think that the calliope itself is magical, but you do think there is some sort of power about it.
About the actual calliope itself, not the guy or anything? Okay, Will would express that before we start just like beating this guy up or something. He would say like, I feel like something not just magic. There's some kind of power or something associated with this. Like not just magic power, like power.
Does it feel bad or good?
With the natural 20,
uh-huh.
Does it feel bad or good? It doesn't feel bad.
Okay.
But it doesn't feel like capital G good either.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't sense like malevolence though or evil or anything like that. Definitely.
Okay, okay. That's what I was worried about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's evil or anything. But I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well.
So hit him on the head. Yes.
We got to get him out of the way. Bathrock's
like,
now.
I did that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. We turned around.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Bathrock's just holding his severed head. I just said
smacking
cut off his head.
I just hit it. It's not unconscious yet.
Ew. Oh, God. Freaky ass power.
What if it's Will's head? Bathrock found it.
Oh my god!
And he's been carrying it this whole time just to make this joke.
Oh man!
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Wish I had that
for real.
So what's happening?
Knocking him out.
Okay. With Bonk. What?
With my fist.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
Sure.
He's fisting him.
Oh.
No, my favorite reaction. I just looked to them to see their reactions. It was so Abby was grossed out, and Alex was, look at these red, and he just put his hands over his face. They're like, why do we play this game with these weirdos? Like,
with you,
with me. I know it's me.
I just quit because of what you said. All right, so give me what is it called? An unarmed attack roll or whatever.
How do I do that?
There might be an option on your sheet in your attacks.
I cast hands and fingers.
One armed attack.
A five finger blast attack.
Did you just write that in? He wrote in hands and fingers on his character sheet.
Yes.
I don't fucking know.
Wait, why did I? No, it was the sign. It was the sign.
What was
somehow
the sign?
I can select it to be an attack. Uh-huh. Hands and fingers sign. Okay.
Just roll a d20. And we'll figure it out.
Straight up d20.
Yeah.
Come back to the microphone, Eric. Oh,
regular d20. You. Sorry.
Okay.
Definitely plus four for strength. Definitely plus four for proficiency. Did you roll a one?
No, I rolled a two.
Oh.
He's going to be like, ow!
Yeah, I know.
Two plus what?
25, probably.
So two plus four plus four, because strength and then proficiency. Oh my gosh,
he's so strong.
It's 10. Is 10. And there might be something else. I don't remember. This guy seems fixed in place. Not paying attention to you at all, completely absorbed by the music. So that does hit. So I need you to roll damage.
What?
So
a two hits this dummy.
Yeah.
Wow. He's
a civilian, man.
Easy. All right, listen, Bathwack. Calm down.
And then it.
So are you, Will? No.
Exactly. Like, up until recently.
I don't know.
And then I guess unarmed strike apparently just. It's a flat, it's one plus your strength modifier. So it does 5 damage because you have a strength modifier of 4.
Shoot, I hope he doesn't like die.
I hope he does.
Well, you're supposed to like be able to control if you're trying to kill him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which always struck me as very funny.
Yeah.
Funny rule. Of
yes.
It seems like if you're, you know, a giant troll and you're like, I'm going to punch this guy. Like,
but not to kill him.
Yeah.
If you do, if you do a crap load of damage, you should be squished.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
You know the soft places in a skull to strike.
Oh, God.
A halfling skull to, I don't know if I said Gareth was a halfling.
I thought you said he was a human.
Oh, no, I think you did say he was a halfling, actually. I remember thinking,
Gareth.
He's height of
now
me.
You feel bad?
I'm looking up here. It says Gareth.
I know exactly the right spot to hit him, which
limits.
Is why I knock him out by punching him in the nuts.
Yeah, it would work, probably, if you did it hard enough.
You know the soft spots on a man to punch to knock him out.
I thought you were going to say the soft spots on the nuts, and I'm like, that's a very fine
art. You know
all
the scrotal pressure points.
the fontanelle of the...
I was trying to think of that word. Yes, that's perfect.
Oh my God. The fontanelle of the balls.
Episode title.
Yep, there you go. Oh my gosh.
Wow. All
right. So bam, right on his fontanelle on his head. And he slumps over the calliope all over the keys and then just go bang.
Oh shoot. Okay.
Oh crap.
Can you move him, Will? And, the rest is up to you.
With him.
What'd you say?
I said the rest is up to you.
Yeah.
You're on your union break.
Yep. Yep.
And with him slumped on the keys and out of the way, you finally get like your best picture of the of the Calliope, and especially with you being this close up, Bathwack, and something immediately strikes your eye. So I had mentioned the music desk before and how the droplets of water that Rafina had flicked had run down it in these little rivulets. You can see that the music desk is very odd. For one, the shape of it is odd. It's not like the normal like rectangle like that would normally hold and sanely hold a piece of music.
Uh-huh.
It's a circle.
Okay.
It's also very large. Maybe about... How big is this?
I think
2.5
about
feet?
The size of a baby. Or an infant. Or, you know, a small child.
No, bigger than... It's bigger than that. That's big. It's like the size of an exercise ball.
Like 2 feet in diameter, 2.5 feet in diameter or so. It is made of the same sort of bright gold metal that the flutes or the whatever they're called, the tubes of the Calliope are.
The pipes.
The pipes, yeah.
The
whistles.
The toot flutes.
So it's this bright, burnished sort of gold metal.
Okay, same color that the plaques are made out of?
Yes, actually. Okay. A little bit brighter than my drawing.
Yeah, you had said brass, I thought, before.
Yeah.
But this is, you said gold.
Oh, a gold color. They're not gold.
Okay, but they do match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And etched into it in a similar way that the plaques were etched is the, you can see that the rivulets that the drops ran down, it's in the iconography, the shape suggestive of a waterfall.
Oh.
And we're going to find out what means next time on Pork Fried
Dice.
Oh
my.
Oops, we just knocked out the guy that likes this thing that much. Oopsie.
Oh, dear.
You know, but you know what? It's magic land, and you guys can just heal him, and he'll be really happy, I'm sure, that we brought him back. We'll be like, oh, my God, you see that guy threw a rock at your head and ran up the stairway. I mean, the ladder.
I need to give Will one of those Men in Black flashy things.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I need that's to have the that. Magic memory. Item to take.
Yes.
I love that idea.
Shimi, okay. Why didn't you steal that from me? I mean, buy that for me.
I can't wait to use my amazing present from Shimi. I thought about the waving cloak today at one point. I was, what is it again?
Cloak.
I could, billow and wallib. That's amazing. All right, you guys, let's play one Jackbox. Let's get off of this and play a Jackbox.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.